This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Careers Unusual and I'm Lim Soon Heng. On this show, I bring you up close with people who have day jobs not like yours and mine. Some work more with animals than people. Some spend more time in the water or in the air than on land. Some deal with demigods, celebrities, than with mere mortals. Geeta Anandarajan is a celebrity agent from gtalent.my. The term celebrity agent is an expression that's not difficult to understand, but it's not easy to appreciate what all you do. So what do you do?
Okay, so as a celebrity agent, I do get asked this question a lot. So what exactly is a celebrity agent? You know, what do you do? So, and people usually do tend to mix it up with a talent manager as well. So what I would say
they are different.
Yes, they are. So as a talent manager, what you do is to actually take care of the celebrity and all his or her priorities. So you have to stand up for the rights of the talent. But as an agent, what we do is that we try to strike a balance between the client as well as the talent. So we need to take care of both sides, both parties. Yes, sometimes as an agent, I do play a dual role. I could also be a talent manager at times. But as a celebrity agent, my job is to really to strike a fair deal to ensure both parties are happy.
Do you go out to find work for your talent?
Yes, that's correct. So sometimes I go out. Sometimes the clients approach me because they know that I have a pool of celebrities. And at times the celebs come to me and say, hey, there's a job. Could you please manage this for me? So there are different aspects of this.
Are they exclusive to you?
No. As a celebrity agent, usually the talents are not exclusive to me. So that's where it gets a bit tricky. But however, having said that, because I do have a really good relationship with most of the local personalities, I have them coming to me, approaching me to take care of certain things for them. And my clientele also know that I have these celebs.
In other words, a celebrity or a product can come to you via other routes. In other words, if I am a brand, I could have gone to the celebrity through another agent, or I can come to you to get to her or
yes,
him.
Yes, correct. If you ask me whether there are many competitors out there, yes and no. In the sense that while it is a niche job to have, but we do have enough competition to keep it healthy at the same time. So, but at the same time, we also have a fair share of, you know, our own clientele. So, yeah.
So it's not that competitive. There is competition, but not crazily competitive.
Yes, correct.
How did you go about finding these talents? How did you know? Did you go out and solicit from them, or did they come to you?
I guess to answer that, I would have to go back to how I started in this line of
tell
work.
Tell me.
Basically, I would have to say that it is really by the grace of God, because who comes out thinking that, hey, you know, you're going to be a celebrity agent, right? I did my mass communication degree, and then I went into my internship from there in a local TV station where I met Sukui Jen, who was the Malaysian Idol host and Disney Bus host. And at that point, he was actually going to start up his company, and he basically invited me to help him start that company. And
what kind of company was it?
It's the same thing. It was the same thing, yeah. So, and then from there, he left to go to Singapore. So he left the company, and right after that, I left as well to start up on my own. So I had already built my foundation. So I did already have a good relationship with the celebs. So now I'm going into the fourth year of my business already. And basically, that's how I met them. And from there, it's the word of mouth. You know, people introduce me to others as well. That's how I'm
so he closed down his KL operations.
Yeah, I mean, he moved to Singapore, basically. Yeah.
What is required in this line of work? What kind of skill sets?
I would probably say that it's a lot to do with your personality. You need to also be genuine and honest. It's not so much about the glamour aspect of the job. A lot of people, when they find out, oh, you're a celebrity agent, how glamorous is that? I tend to say no, because I remove myself from that.
You mean you don't go hobnob every time there's a party, you are there?
No. I really don't. Even if I am invited to such things, I usually take one step back, because I think I'm there for the celeb rather than for myself. No, I don't usually do parties as well.
Do you have to know law to be able to manage your clients?
Yes, because a lot of times my job, I think a large part of it, is to look at contracts. to vet the contracts for the talent. Yeah, you do need to understand the legalities of things. But having said that, of course, when it gets down to terms and conditions that are legally written in a contract, I do get the help of my friend, who's a lawyer, of course, to help me out with the terms.
What was your background? What did you study?
Mass Comm.
Okay, so this is a bit different from Mass Comm. Much of this job is also about dealing with people, communicating with people, but there's that legal aspect, which is quite large, I assume.
Yes, correct. If I was to really look at what I do, there's so many layers to it. It's not just one thing. It's not just striking the deal and I'm done. It's from start to end, and there's also all the administrative work that's involved as well. You do need to be an all-rounder. You do need to know how to manage your time. And
what are the hours?
Sometimes it's never-ending. Sometimes it's totally free. It really depends on what kind of work you have at that moment. It could run into like 18 hours, you know.
Especially
if you're on shoot, or especially if there's so many proposals and contracts to look at. But there are times when there's really like, you know, there's nothing. So you're just clearing out paperwork and things like that.
So every time there is a shoot, you are there on ground.
Yes, correct. Because I need to be there to ensure the clients are happy, the talents are happy, and no one's taking advantage, you know, of one another. I'm there from start to end. I'm usually there when the talent arrives.
What's the best part of this job?
The best part of it is the fact that you do really feel fulfilled. I mean, I guess any entrepreneur would say that you are doing this for yourself. And the other thing would be hearing my talents come back to me and say, you know, having someone like me take care of them because they know that I work from my heart. I'm not there to, you know, take advantage or anything like that. And hearing that kind of feedback makes me feel like I'm doing something good, you know.
How big is your stable?
I work with a lot of the local personalities. So names like Ningbai Zura, Asha Gill, Jen, Bernie Chan, Lisa Surihani, Farin Ahmad. So it's not just one category of talents. We work across the board. So, you know, the Malay-speaking talents or the English-speaking talents. I also have worked with sports personalities, chefs, even entrepreneurs. So anyone who basically can
even
have
an entrepreneurs?
Impact. Yeah.
How are entrepreneurs celebrities?
Yeah, some of them can actually create a name for themselves. So it really depends. You know, there is that you can actually recognize them from the brand that they have created, for example. So we use their brand and say that they are the CEO of that brand. So then they have an impact because people know that the brand has, you know, created much publicity, for example. Yeah.
What's the most difficult thing in this job?
Striking that balance, because sometimes your client will want something and your celebrity will want something, so you need to please both parties. It's about striking that balance and making sure that everything's a fair deal and no one's, you know, kind of unhappy.
Sometimes you are caught in between balancing the clients, which is the brands, yeah, the brands themselves, their needs, and then on the other side, the celebrity that you are managing.
Yes, it does happen, and I do need to find a fair ground where everyone's okay with what's happening, or, you know, the deal that's struck.
You represent the brand also in the negotiation.
I have to represent both, yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
You don't see that as a conflict of interest?
No, I don't. Because, I mean, as an agent, that's what we do. It literally means that you need to make sure that both parties have a happy, fair deal, you know. So, and I don't see it as a problem because that is really the job scope. So,
what's the most bizarre thing you've done in the context of your work?
Bizarre things. I guess it would be clientele. My clientele goes from, you know, from tires, for example, to beauty products, to clothes. You know, it's a lot of different brand categories.
Yes.
There's really no limit when it comes to that. So sometimes, you know, it's quite funny to see, but interesting as well. It keeps the job different.
When I say bizarre, it's like, you know, you have to deal with, maybe in the course of the shoot, deal with a dog or whatever. And in your line of work, what might be a crazy thing that you do that is sometimes not anticipated? You're scrunching up your face.
I can't think of anything.
Can't think of it. So nothing too bizarre.
Nah.
So if somebody who thinks himself or herself as a celebrity, they come up to you, do you say, yeah, I will manage you? Or you say, nah, you're not quite big enough for me?
I never say no, because, you know, at the end of the day, you just don't know what opportunities there are. So I never say no. I always give the standard answer, which is, you know, send me your profile and I will look into it. And I do. I will look into it and see, like, if I could position this person somewhere. Yeah.
Geeta Anandarajan, a celebrity agent and the owner of the agency gtalent.my. This is Careers Unusual and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.